spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
I really don't know if I can pinpoint it. I just know that I knew I was, and just laugh all you want, but I knew I was open to it. I knew this weekend I was going to focus on unpacking because I really didn't do a lot last week. And I'm like, I'm going to just be open to the vibe, you know? And so I did another round of saging and concentrated on the door and that sort of thing and kind of just opened up the vibe. And then I unpacked. And while I was unpacking in the middle of my kitchen, one of my kitchen boxes, it just, Eloise. And I'm like, there it is.
It just hit you like that. It wasn't on a box, printed, nothing like that.
Out of all the names in the world, that's the one that comes to you.
That's how I know that it's real. Like, that's it.
Eloise.
I don't know anybody named Eloise. I don't think I've ever.
Who does?
Yeah.
The only Eloise I ever heard of was in Gone in 60 Seconds when Nick Cage was the car.
I never saw that.
That was the car that he had. Oh, that was Eloise.
He named a car, huh?
Yeah.
Really? The cool
guys
guy
do it with cars all the time. That's very normal.
Yeah, so that's not weird. My cousin named her.
I didn't say this is weird. I said it was interesting. Well, it used to be weird, but it's not weird anymore.
We've gotten used to it.
I just find it interesting because I always like the psychology behind things, and I always wanted to know what goes into you naming an inanimate object.
I mean, I'm no doctor, but
and I got it.
I think that you, didn't you say before that it was because we moved so much, I just wanted to maybe feel an attachment to something
Yeah, I may have said that. I don't know.
That kind of makes sense, though. Feels more homey, right? When you have a name for something.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever named a condo or an apartment a male name?
I think our house was. I think.
You named your house.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And we lived there for the longest time. Yeah, that's probably the longest I've ever lived in one place. Was that house.
You and your ex-husband's house?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, you're your ex-husband. Okay.
Yeah. That's probably the long... It was a decade, just over 10 years. That's a long...
What was your house's name?
I think that was Timothy. Yeah, I think it was Timothy. And not Tim or not Timmy.
Timothy.
Of course not. No. Those would be silly.
He prefers Timothy.
Yeah, that would be crazy talk.
It's not... Because it was on... West Elm Street, and so he was all like, "What's his name? Jason?" No, that's stupid.
Should be Freddie.
Whatever. Or yeah, I guess it would have been Freddie. Yeah. Either way, no, that's stupid. No.
So Eloise, now we had asked you last time: did the refrigerator? Yeah. Did you get any spirituality with the refrigerator, or are we still unnamed?
Are there any other objects named that in the house?
Everything is completely unnamed. I was just super excited that I made progress in.
It's like a wild west of possible namings.
It is. And that's why you can't rush it. It has to come natural. Mm-hmm. It has to be all natural. Yeah. And B, it's an onslaught. How am I supposed to remember it all if it's all just, you know, it just has to come natural.
You're not willing to take a picture of your refrigerator, put it up on social media, and ask for suggestions?
I mean, would you do that with your kid?
The car was Eleanor. I'm sorry, Nick just sent me a message on Facebook.
So not Eloise.
It was Eleanor, not Eloise. I stand corrected.
That makes your condo even more unique.
Right.
I don't know any Eloises.
So you went back to that. We can't put a picture of your refrigerator up on the web.
I'll do it. I don't have a name already for it. It's not like I have a name and then you guys want to change it or anything.
Did your bed's name carry over to the new apartment or no?
It all carries over. You can't just
carries over. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I know. That's nuts.
Come on.
What's going on down in Florida this weekend as far as
rain?
People playing by the rule. Okay, so rain kept everybody in?
No. Today, there was tornado warnings, like at 9 in the morning. It was nuts this morning.
Arthur, right?
Yeah. Well, the effects of it, yeah. Craziness today on the Skyway Bridge. They were showing craziness this morning. But today was the first day gyms open. And that's like the biggest, you know, everybody is about those gyms.
Is everybody's feed covered with their workouts?
I haven't seen anything yet. I don't know if it was the rain that kind of kept people because it was dangerous to even drive this morning. But I mean, now that it's starting to let up a bit, they might get out there. I'm big on the today is the first day of all like the parks, county parks and everything open. So you know,
if
you
wanted beaches were open, how could the parks be closed?
I don't make the rules. I don't know.
That's what I'm telling these politicians make no sense.
Where were you, Monica? Really then over the weekend, where you had the chair and the view of that little like river or whatever, and you had the Truly, not a White Claw. In the chair cup holder. I was surprised, by the way.
That was really the Truly.
That was nice.
That was awesome. We went, there's a, I don't even know my own neighborhood. And one of my really good girlfriends grew up in that neighborhood. I live like a block and a half away from her mom. And the house she grew up in. So she was taking me around exploring the hood yesterday. And that was, actually behind her mother's house. That was her backyard when she grew up, right there.
Oh, wow. So it's not even a park or anything.
No. That was her. That was, it was so relaxing. Chill.
Nice. And so explain why a Truly, not a White Claw?
Is it like Kleenex? Where, you know, every tissue, somebody calls it, every tissue is a Kleenex?
She seems like she's a White Claw girl. That's what I was asking.
I am a White Claw girl, but I will tell you right now, I'm also a frugal girl, as been mentioned before on this show.
Yes.
And God bless Publix. They have BOGO Trulies.
Okay.
I mean, $16.99, not just $12.24.
Wow. $16.99 for a case.
That's the kind of math this girl can do.
You cannot make this stuff up.
Can't beat it.
So yeah, that's I have no problem selling out to the Truly at that point.
Well, that's quite a weekend.
I had a good time.
Naming your condo sitting by a river. I mean, just.
I was at the beach on Friday after work.
Oh, saw man. That beach bar thing was nice.
It was awesome. And I got to tell you, mentally, it was weird because it's like, I don't know who these people are. Get away from me. You know, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. And the chick. OK, so the bars aren't open yet. So the beach bar itself, they had to set tables outside on the sand and then they're all 6 feet apart. And then they sit you by your party or whatever.
Okay.
So the girl in front of us, God bless her, cute little thing in her little cute outfit and her little drink. And she was adorable. But she bounces up to the chick and she's like, hi, and I want a table. And the chick's like, okay, you know, how many people in your party? We have 16. You know the rules, bitch.
Goodbye. Get out of here.
Come on.
Did you just say you know the rules, bitch?
Yeah. I mean, come on. You know the rules, lady. What are you doing here?
Hi, we have a party of 16.
No, bitch.
Yeah.
And so, who said that? Get to stepping, you reg.
And then, of course, the lady's like, you know, parties of 10 max. And then the girl goes, can't we just put those two tables together right there? She's like arguing her point. And meanwhile, we just have a party of three. We just want a table. We eventually got set. And you know what? It was weird at first with people being around. It's mental. It's a mental game. When you guys get back out in the world, you're going to see what I mean. You're so used to being around just the people you know or alone. That strangers are scary.
Even though they're at tables, kind of far away from you.
But it's that line while we were waiting to give our name and there was someone behind us, like, stand back, don't get close.
Yep.
And then once we got seated, it was awesome. You know, it was nice to be out at the beach and be around. It was like that. There were people around us, so it was social, but not
too great.
But not too
tell me about the freedoms, Monica.
Sorry. You guys are so far
tell
away.
Tell me what it's like to breathe fresh sea air and have a cocktail all at the same time.
I know.
While I'm being surrounded by humans.
Isn't it weird? You can now appreciate having strangers near you like it's a thing.
It's like mental. I don't want them near me. I don't want. Yeah. I could almost see myself becoming the chick who never wants to leave her house because after the okay, so this is what happened. I think my body rejected being outside because so into the beach. I got invited to brunch on Saturday at 11. So quick turnaround. I'm like, okay, I'll go home, go to sleep, wake up, go to brunch. And I think my body was it was too much too soon because I physically got ill. Like I was really really sick. Between the hours of 2 and 6 on Saturday are just a blur. I have no idea what happened.
Did you have the poopies?
It was everything. I almost fainted. There was some definite seepage coming out of the other
end. Okay.
What in the world?
From what? What did you eat?
I think.
Guess is leftover food that was in that bar for 2 months.
Maybe. I mean, I just had brunch. I had eggs and it came with tater tots and toast.
Right, but you got sick before brunch, right?
No. I had brunch. I'm not a big champagne girl. I really don't like it, but mimosas were the drink that they were serving. So I had a couple of those, but I didn't get drunk. I don't know what the
couldn't handle it, right?
I just feel like it was, I wanted to go home on the whole time. And I tried to stick it out. And then around 2 o'clock, I was like, you guys, thank you. And I'm sorry. And they were going to keep going. They were going to go to different bars and day drink of that. And you know, I love that. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go home.
You must have really felt bad. Wow.
I just felt really, really bad. And then I just became like in a daze or something. I don't know what happened. I just know around 6 or 7 o'clock, I got better. I was home. I want to stay home.
It's weird. You were sick for 4 hours. Well, not four, but maybe 8 hours total.
I think it was like four. Yeah, well, maybe, yeah, 4, 5, 6.
Did you name your toilet bowl yet after you destroyed it?
I know. Poor thing. I should, shouldn't I? I never have named a toilet bowl. That's weird. I don't
Did you name it Wally?
Just call it Victim.
Daria.
Hey, Tom. Daria. Tom on line one. Go ahead, buddy. Well, what's up?
How you guys doing?
Hey. All right. What's up?
All right. So she named her apartment or whatever, Eloise. Mm-hmm.
Correct. Right?
Yeah.
The car and gone in 60 seconds
is Eleanor. I know. Somebody contacted me. I realized my mistake. I said it on the air. Is that what you were calling for? You wanted to prove me wrong?
He's just helping.
Why not?
He's a helper.
Come on.
Leave me alone, Tom. It's Monday.
I'm trying to be part of the show.
Don't set a bad tone.
Trying to be part. It's not a bad tone, man. I'm just trying to be part of the show.
And you want Monica to hear your accent so she can get a little horny?
I kind of like that. I ain't gonna lie.
Did you hang up on him already?
Yeah, you said thanks.
Why?
I don't know. Nice. I'm a fast finger.
I hung up on his hotness.
I'll leave that right there.
Well, that's quite a weekend, Monica. Sounds like you had a lot of adventures.
Right.
I did. What'd you guys do?
Wow.
It's a good thing that toilet paper shortage is over, huh?
Talking about that part. It was a horrible time. It was a I don't want to think about it. It was awful. It's really gross, dude. I really was going to puke, too.
Maybe we stay away from those canned tamales?
Never. Maybe that's what made me feel better. You don't know.
Oh, made you feel better even.
Maybe I need those. Maybe that's my medicine.
If we're ever, ever seeing your condo ever in our lives, we ever stop by for... If I ever use the bathroom, I'm going to think Daria. That's what I'm going to think. There's no question. I'm going to think for that toilet bowl.
Make no mistake about it. Your toilet bowl's name, whether you like it or not now, is Daria.
No. You guys totally. I've never named
you
a
totally
toilet
nailed
in
it.
My
we
life.
Just did.
Oh,
you nailed
man.
It.
That's weird. I don't
you
want to
nailed
name.
It. It sure as hell ain't Timothy.
Daria. Perfect.
Oh, now I gotta name it. Now I gotta talk to Daria. Damn it.
Why'd you name it Daria?
I didn't.
Well.
You remember that first day? Never mind.
Remember that first smell of freedom we had?
It's not freedom you're smelling.
It gave me the, it gave me the poopies.
Oh, my. Well, now you got the whole rest of the apartment with stuff in it to name. That's great. This is the beginning of the adventure.
It is.
Fun for us, too.
Yay.
Yay. We're Roger and JP. It's the Bone Real Raw Radio. If you want to be on the show, there's two phone numbers, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. We'll play Dead Guy in the Envelope in just about an hour where you try to solve who the dead celebrity is whose name is in the envelope. It's a fun game. You can win fabulous prizes from the Bone Prize Stash. We'll do that in about an hour. A lot more before that. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.